Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. And I thought I would do a little solo episode here since it's been a while since we have connected. And I wanted to catch you up on a trip that I took recently. Went to Sedona for just a few days because I really wanted to be a part and listen to this lecture that Sasha Stone was putting on in the city. Now, if you aren't familiar with Sasha Stone, Sasha is from Africa. He's from what was Rhodesia, ultimately moved to London, was a musician, and then moved into the humanitarian space. He worked for the UN for many years, and now he really focuses on his own humanitarian projects and foundations, and he is very outspoken about everything. And he's a great person to follow if you love history, but you've always felt like something in the history books just didn't feel quite right. Or as you read Wikipedia pages or travel the world and compare that to the history books that you're reading, something's just not matching up. Sasha would be a great person for you to follow if you want to dive deeper into that. So I went to Sedona specifically for his lecture series on the Pueblo people, Star Beings, Monument Valley, and Prophecy Rock. And that's because I just wanted to learn more about the land of Sedona. It's some place where I really feel good. I enjoy visiting. I love my friends there. I love how I feel on the land. I love the clarity that I get about life. It just is a good place for me. And I've always been fascinated with the true history of that land because obviously the mountains, the sand, the dirt, the water, the plants, it's all really remarkable and really beautiful. And so you can't be there and help but wonder, what did it really look like 150 years ago, 200 years ago, 300, 400, 500 thousands of years ago? Who lived here and how were they living? And it was the Hopi people that were living there. And they were ultimately moved to the reservations in northern Arizona, the Three Mesas, where they are now. But their land was Sedona. And Sedona is so beautifully balanced. Most people think of it as simply desert with red rocks. But there is a creek running through it called Oak Creek Canyon, which that river, that water comes directly from the mountains just north, and it is the largest water supply for the state of Arizona. So it is just this beautiful, vibrant, flowing river, and the plants that surround the river are the most vibrant green. So it might appear in pictures that Sedona is simply desert, but it's perfectly balanced of the dry with the abundance of water. It's a very fascinating place. So this event was 3 days long. It started Friday night, and it was a small kind of what they called a VIP group. Only 30 people got to enjoy the lecture on Friday night at a private home in Sedona. Sasha Stone spoke along with William Henry. And William Henry, you can check him out at williamhenry.net. He is a historian and a philosopher and a researcher. So we did a lot of talk about history and rewritten history, and also better understanding frequencies and technologies that are going to be coming in to our world to help us heal over the next 10 years, and that they really aren't new technologies. We're just rediscovering them. So the weekend was a mix of history, understanding Sedona and the Hopi people, as well as a lot of talk on frequency and energy and healing. I thought I'd just share with you guys some of my notes and then tell you a little bit more about Prophecy Rock, the Hopi Indian origin stories, because the Hopi Indians, they feel this deep feeling, calling, and connection with all of humanity, that the way that they act is a reflection in how humanity acts, and that what the senior Hopis are feeling is that when they are in balance with their lives and their families and their land, that all of humanity becomes more in balance with their life, humanity, their family, the land. Their origin story is really beautiful. I'm not going to try to recreate it here because it's really something for them to tell. But I just, for people that have maybe heard of Prophecy Rock and they haven't dove into learning more about it, maybe you have heard of Sedona or Sasha Stone and you just want to learn a little bit more, I thought I'd dive into it there. Now, it's all pretty fringe information, so I'm not too sure what I feel comfortable sharing because I don't know how many of you are there yet. But what I can share from my notes is there was a lot of talk about linguistic wave genetics, understanding that all of us, our voice allows us to heal anything that we need to hear. So all of our voices are set at a frequency that's perfect just for us. By applying technologies like what I discussed with Dr. Scott Robinson in a previous episode, where you can use number codes to heal yourself of anything, it is most powerful when you say those numbers over and over again to yourself, because you're using your voice, your linguistic wave genetics, and that sound vibration allows you to heal. Does that make sense? So I often, twice a day actually, morning and night, I say the code that helps remove fear out of the body. And I'm gonna pull that up for you guys again so you guys can familiarize yourself about it. We talked about it a lot in my episode with Dr. Scott Robinson. And this is the frequency, the numerical coded frequency that removes fear from the body. And it's 8732-9667-488. And it's most powerful when you say it out loud to yourself, because it's not just the numerical code, but it's the sound of your vibration that's perfectly attuned just for you, that's going to help you heal and eliminate that fear from your body. So you can take that numerical code, you can write it on a piece of paper, you can tape it to your body while you sleep at night, and it'll help remove the fear. But it will go faster if you say the number over and over and over again. The ideal is 15 times, twice a day. So I just walk around my house, or as I'm getting dressed in the morning, I have this code on my mirror in my bathroom. That's my reminder before or after I brush my teeth to say this code 15 times. 8732-9667-488. 8732-9667-488. 8732-9667-488. And so on and so on and so on. If you're having a day that's really challenging, so there's maybe something in your life that you're really fearful to move through, you have to have a conversation with someone that's making you feel really fearful or uncomfortable. You're going on a road trip and you're a little concerned about that. You're making some sort of shift or change in your life and you're feeling that fear. Say it 36 times and it will help you move through the process. And again, it's your own natural linguistic wave genetics that will help you heal. Now, we talked more about how these sound frequencies will ultimately help us heal our skin, our teeth, and any health issue. So vibration carries a frequency and light carries a frequency, and light really carries the life force frequency. So we talked a lot about how the ultimate healing that we're really going to be seeing over the next 10 years is really people using light and energy remotely to help one another heal. And the closer the relationship you have with the healer, the better it works. Now, how fascinating is that? Meaning, if you have someone in your family that's a hands-on healer and they work on you, you're going to get better faster than if you hire a stranger. I thought that was really, really fascinating. And this all goes back to the same thing that Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about at his conferences and the work that he does with UC San Diego to consistently prove over and over again, as they are, that you can heal anybody from diseases such as cancer by doing consistent remote energy healing work. So we talked about that a lot before we ultimately dove into the Hopi prophecy and the history of Sedona and the Red Rocks. You know, obviously they're on the same page. They understand that. So I'm going to scroll through and just kind of share with you guys a few other things that we talked about that I thought you might find interesting before I get into the Hopi conversation. So Friday night was lecture on these topics, and then all day Saturday was also lecture on similar history energy topics. I learned more about what they call their New Earth technology. So Sasha Stone has multiple companies connected with his foundations that he and his team help fund to help people find more healing modalities so less people have to suffer. One of the products that I picked up at the event was the Photonic Wave. So it's a device that you guys can find on newearthhorizon.com, and it allows a healing frequency to essentially go around your house. Puts your house in a little EMF protector bubble. It's called the Photonic Wave. I'm going to share with you guys a little bit more about it. It's a disc. It's, I would say, like the size of your cell phone, maybe a little bit smaller, round. You just plug it right into the wall. And the Photonic Wave is a device that synchronizes with human biorhythms and provides both individual and collective protection against electromagnetic radiation and corrects the bioenergetic field for you and anyone that's in your home. So the way they would describe it to me, it's a nice little bubble that goes around your house that protects it from outside EMFs and also kind of clears the electromagnetic stagnation within your house. You guys know I love frequency, and I have what I call mantra boxes in my home. So there's parts of my house where I have frequency music playing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You guys know that I do this for Starseed Kitchen's organic spice blends. The frequency music plays next to the spice 24/7 until it's mailed and shipped to you. So that way it's putting a healing and high vibrational frequency into the food product. So that way your body will match that frequency when you consume it, because the higher the frequency you are, the more conscious you'll be, the more your pineal gland will expand and open up, the better you can make decisions for yourself and for your life, because you'll be in a more heart-centered, trusted space. And the less disease and anger and fear you'll physically carry in and on your body, because your frequency will be higher. So things will just fall off you as you move into more positive high-frequency state. And we can't be in those states all the time. It's like we won't always have the perfect day. There's ebbs and flows in life, and that's what makes us appreciate the highs when we are low. But I think it's important for us to continually find tools to bring into our home to help us stay balanced and stay more high frequency, high vibration, positive, because there's a lot going on outside of our home. There's a lot of frequencies that we can't control. You can't control if a cell phone tower goes up down your street. You can't control if your neighbor sets up, you know, a large radio frequency or has, you know, five, you know, routers in their home, and that frequency is now bombarding your house. There's so much going on. All you can control is your personal surroundings. So I like finding little tools anywhere I can to help me feel good and create balance. So I thought this was really cool, and I picked up one of these photonic waves, and I'll share the link with you guys. Let me tell you a little bit more about it. I'm just going to read it from the website. The development of the photonic wave is to create a peaceful, balanced atmosphere as nature intended by canceling out pathogenic artificial man-made electromagnetic fields, EMFs, using protective, harmonious, full-spectrum waves of natural frequencies. The photonic wave's biorhythms are perceived by our body as native due to the synchronization with the background rhythm of Earth's Schumann waves. The effects are swiftly and precisely felt by the body, enhancing the body's hormonal and metabolic functions and yielding maximum results. And I think we can all say that when we're in major cities where there's a lot more electromagnetic frequency, everyone has their cell phones on, there's more cell phone towers, you feel heavy, you feel full, you feel like you're full of fluid, you feel inflamed, you feel heavier, is the best way that I can describe it. But when you go and spend time in nature away from cities, you know, especially if you're kind of, you know, in the middle of nowhere, you feel so much lighter. And a lot of that is the EMFs. So we all have to find ways, whether you believe it or not, to mitigate them in your home, especially when you sleep at night, so your body can really revive itself. So some of the benefits of this little photonic wave system, when it comes to the EMFs, it reduces the effects of the electromagnetic frequencies and your electromagnetic sensitivities. If you're one of those people that, you know, you can feel the heat or the frequency coming off your cell phone, this will really help you. And it harmonizes the impact of artificial radiation and fields. The harmonizing effects for mobile phone radiation, smart meters, Wi-Fi, all wired and wireless technology in your home. It helps harmonize that. It really helps with stress, depression, chronic fatigue, promotes tranquil sleeping, stops excessive secretion of cortisol in response to the stress. It has been shown to really improve your immune health, so the restoration of your DNA, stimulates the capturing of free radicals, so anti-aging, antioxidation, enhances the immune system response, cellular and metabolic, improves carbohydrate metabolism, helps with weight management, synchronizes the left and right hemispheres by harmonizing the production of hormones. I mean, really goes on and on. It can even help restructure the water and improve the water taste in your home. So I thought, why not? I've had it in my house now for 2 weeks, and It's lovely. So I just have it in one part of my house right now. I might move it around, but it was a fun little toy to pick up. And then I picked up one other device while I was there called a BioNexus. And the BioNexus is similar to like a Healy machine or a mini Rife machine, but this one allows you, again, what I've been talking about, allows you to use your voice. And it uses the frequency of your voice to check what's out of balance. And then it sends a frequency back to you to bring you back into homeostasis to help eliminate parasites or bacterial infections or anything that might not be working within your frequency field. It brings you back into balance. Other things that this little frequency machine does is improves energy reserves of the body, restores the energetic field of all the organs, and improves the bodily systems, supports immune health and psychological homeostasis, improves memory, cognitive, emotional, and psychological states, speeds up the recovery process of healing from anything, and again, really supports the third eye, the pineal gland, in opening that up. There's two different versions. There's the one that you speak and it matches your frequency and sends it back. And then there's another version that allows you just to choose the system. So if you want to work on eliminating parasites, if you want to work on Alzheimer's, if you want to work on chronic fatigue, you can choose literally the name of the issue that you want to eliminate and it'll send that frequency to you. I have to say, I wish I would have chosen that one. This machine that you speak into, it's smaller and I think it's a little more challenging to use. So if you're looking at buying either one, I would go with the one with the presets instead of just the voice activation. But always go with your gut, see what you think your body needs and make your decision from there. I'll have a link to these products in the show notes for you guys. But if you're listening and you're near a computer and you just want to look right now, check out biophotonic.uk and you'll find the two products that I was talking about. And again, what's fun is it all goes back to frequency. And that's a lot of what we were talking about when we were diving into history and rewritten history, is understanding that so many of the beautiful structures that we see on this planet, especially what we know in Europe, are so much older than we think they are, and that many of the intricate carvings that we see, whether it's in stone or wood, were done using frequency and laser machines, not by hand. Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy. There is just so many healing modalities that are on the horizon for all of us, and it's all frequency based. So I'm looking over my notes for you guys to see what else feels like I need to share with you this evening. And I think I'll go into the Hopi Indian and Prophecy Rock. So like I mentioned to you, Friday night with Sasha Stone was a private conversation with him and William Henry. And then during All Day on Saturday was a whole lecture and slideshow from Sasha. And then in the evening, they brought in elders, Hopi Indian elders, to speak to us about how Sedona used to be their home, what the Hopi Indian origin story is. So the story that they tell their kids about who they are and where they came from. And then they went into the story of the Prophecy Rock, which is a famous rock in northern Arizona that shows the Hopi Indian predictions of this life and this world, and many of them have already come true. And so you'll often even hear on, you know, the general news about the Hopi Indian prophecies. It was all positive. The whole conversations were positive. Everything about how they think it's all going to turn out was beautifully positive and uplifting. It was a real pleasure to get to hear from these men, and it was actually only Hopi elder men that came to speak to us that evening. I feel so grateful that I got to witness it, because they explained to us that the Hopi tradition is that when you are born, you are given and assigned the clan that you will be a part of according to your mother's mother. So your grandmother, the clan she's a part of, is what you take on, because they believe that the most powerful and strongest person in the family are actually the women, because they give birth, and that within that, that it's the grandmother, that she carries the most power. So that's the name that you take. With this tradition, sometimes different clans ultimately die out. And that is the struggle that the Hopi are having, is their history is oral history. They kept trying to explain that the way that their culture set up with their traditions, it's so complicated to write down the way their clans work and the role of each clan. You know, there's a reason why the stories have always been told verbally, and they just can't seem to figure out a way to get it in writing in the right way. They continue to share their stories verbally, and as different elements of their history and their clans die out, they just surrender to it. So one of the men that spoke to us that night, he's in his 70s, and he was a part of the Bluebird clan, and he is the last of the Bluebird clan. The Bluebird clan was in charge of holding the history and being the messenger to the chief. That was the role of that clan, to be the Bluebird. It's interesting, when I arrived in Sedona, I always pay attention to the birds and animals that I see when I travel any place. And when I got to Sedona that Friday, my first stop in the city or the town was at Bell Rock. And before I even went to my hotel, I got out at Bell Rock and just went for like an hour hike around Bell Rock, and then was going to travel on to my hotel and check in. The first thing that I saw, the first animal I saw when I got out of the car, was a blue bird. And I get really excited when I see bluebirds, because they're such a beautiful message. Every time you see a bluebird, it's a great positive sign. Good things are coming your way. And I really paid attention and recognized that when I saw it. So it was so interesting to learn more about the Bluebird clan and how they used to be the history holders and the messengers for the Hopi. But that is going to be going away. And that many of their traditional dances are going away. Many of their clans are additionally going away, just because of how they've been, how many kids or each generation is having. I share this just in case any of you guys have an opportunity to ever go to the Hopi Reservation, which they don't like us calling it reservations, which is completely fair. But if you go to the current Hopi land, or you're in Sedona or anywhere in northern Arizona, and you have an opportunity to hear the Hopi elders speak, you want to go and hear them speak. So I took some notes while they gave their lecture, and I'm going to share some of them with you, but I just felt like really being in the present moment. And the only person that can really tell their story is them. And it's a really, really beautiful story of how the Hopi people believe they came to be. And it has a lot to do with star beings and ant people. I won't get too into aliens and reptilian talk. But that's what the Hopi brought up. They brought up that much of their existence is thanks to the ant people that have always been here in the United States and have been underground, and the star people that come down and check on them and work on them. All the Hopi elders talked about the fact that they see alien ships and what they call star beings every week. They said about like every 3 days or so, they see it. They take photos. They shared lots of photos of what they see out on the mesa. This is just a part of their everyday life. It's kind of just us that don't recognize that it's around us all the time. So the elders that came to speak to us were the elders from First Mesa. There's three mesas, the First Mesa, the Second Mesa, and the Third Mesa. They wanted us to understand that rock art isn't art. So it's writing. They call it rock writing. It's their language. And they said some of the rock writing that we will see, you know, anywhere within the Southwest, some are 2,000 years old. And most are actually locators. So again, they kept trying to stress this isn't random art. These are locators. So, you know, their people could find water, shelter, food, or understand that they shouldn't go any further in that direction, that it's not safe. I thought that was really interesting and really helpful. I have heard from many people in the Sedona area that a lot of this rock writing is disappearing, meaning people are moving rocks and pieces, hiding, vandalizing. That was really interesting to learn that I think people think Sedona is this peace, love, safe space, but they're having the same problems there that we're having everywhere in the world. So again, great reminder that nothing's going to be there forever. If you have an opportunity to go see and learn from people, take advantage of it while you can. Another thing we learned is that the Hopi Indians are the only group that never were influenced by European settlers. So they were the one group that didn't have interaction with European settlers, and their lifestyle, their food, their health and well-being wasn't influenced by any European settlers until the United States government stepped in and moved them out of Sedona. Another thing I learned, again, it goes back to their challenges with moving forward as a community, is there are just not enough elders to even perform the ceremonies they've always performed. So that's a big part of why things are changing in their communities, is there's just not enough people and not enough elders with the information to pass on to the next generation in order to perform these ceremonies. They used to invite people to what they call one of the ceremonies, the snake dance. They used to invite people to witness, but they truly found that that they weren't respectful. And so they had to stop inviting people and really controlling when different people could come out and visit their land. Another thing they brought up is that they understand that their three mesas that they currently live on is lined up exactly like Orion's belt. And they know that's no coincidence. If you guys aren't familiar, the pyramids in Egypt, the main ones that people go to in Cairo, are also lined up just like Orion's belt. And if you look around the world, there's often three pyramids lined up exactly the same way as Orion's belt. So the origin of these pyramids being frequency and energy machines is a lot of what we talked about, helping us understand that they were never tombs, that they were always frequency machines. And whether they were in Africa, South America, North America, really all over the world, they were always used as frequency generators. And the energy would go out the top stone, and it would send a frequency throughout the community. And that frequency is what kept people healthy, young, full of life force energy. And that is the time frame when people would live for 1,000 and 2,000 years, because their bodies were constantly being reinvigorated with life force energy. And it's that energy, that life force, that movement, that light that keeps us young and vibrant. So listen to this podcast for a while, all the shamans and healers that I've had on, you know, that's what's happening when you're going and getting that hands-on healing. It's filling your body up with light. And you walk away and you look lighter and you look happier and you're glowing there used to be frequency that was free in your community that would fill you up like that. And it's still there, but most people don't make time to do it. So you can meditate, you can do breath work, you can do yoga, you can spend time in the sun, you can spend time sitting on rocks. You can find really lots of modalities in every culture that allows you to fill up with light. You just have to take the time to do it. And what we were talking about at this event is that there will be a time when it's easier to gain access to refueling your body with that light. And that's what a lot of these frequency machines that are coming to market is helping us do. Before I recorded the solo episode, I was on the phone with Dr. Scott Robinson, who I did two episodes with a few weeks ago. And he's coming back into town into Orange County, and he's bringing a frequency machine called a Dan Dial. It's also called a molecular enhancer. So you guys can Google Dan Dial's molecular enhancer. And it is a frequency machine that's based off the Tesla coil, and it increases oxygenation to the tissues in the body. It simply adds light into the body. And so I asked Dr. Scott, what are you going to experience after you've sat on this machine for 30 minutes? What are you going to walk away with? And he said, you will glow. He's like, if you do this machine, you know, 30 minutes later, everyone who gets off it, they have a glow. They are full of light. You look beautiful. Everyone that walks off this machine is glowing. It's really just every one of these machines goes back to filling your body with light, allowing you to glow from the inside out, raising your vibration, and everything that doesn't serve you falls off. You know, it's like when we're really happy, we can't think of our problems. But when we're angry and we're in our problems, we can just keep spinning down, down, down. We're living in a very interesting time. But I think people need to understand, and this is what we talked about a lot, is we're moving forward, but at the same time, we're going backwards because we're just reintroducing technology and information that we used to have, and we're going to have it again. And that was a lot about the Hopi prophecy. The Hopi prophecy is that there's been many worlds, and when humans make the wrong decisions and they don't live in nature, they don't live in a way that supports harmony and peace and love and respecting the land, that this version ends and we're forced to start over again. And that it will keep happening throughout time until we learn how to live in harmony with the land and each other. And the hope of prophecy is that, you know, if we don't make these changes, that this world will end again. And they've had different prophecies for different wars, different technological changes as warnings. The prophecies have been warnings. The beautiful thing is that the Hopi elders that spoke to us talked about how, like, we will make it. There won't be another war. That we have crossed the divide. We have passed the test, and we're going to turn as a community, as a society, as a world, into a more up spiral fashion. And, you know, it's not doom and gloom, even though different news channels might try to sell you that the Hopi Indian prophecy is doom and gloom. It's not. That we are going to make it in a positive way. Looking over my notes for you guys to see if there's anything else that came up over the weekend that's in line with the type of things that I like to discuss with you guys. And the last one was water, and that the water element is one of the most powerful elements for healing because water is a great conduit of frequency. And this came up Friday night. It came up during the day on Saturday. It came up with the Hopi Indians. That was what was so beautiful. One of the men that was speaking, you know, they're all given their traditional Hopi Indian names, and then they're given like an American Western name. And this gentleman that was speaking to us, he was named after a spring that no longer exists. The spring has dried up. But he was named after a spring because he's a part of the Water Clan, because his grandmother was in the Water Clan. So he was given a water name, and he's also part of a Water Clan. And he's very passionate about water. And he had traveled to Japan to speak to a group of people about the Hopi Indians and the Hopi prophecy. And he went to a place that their water was known to be sacred. And he collected bottles and bottles of that water and brought it back and keeps that water like a treat. He knows it has a high frequency because of where it comes from in Japan. And he sips it when he feels he needs it, or he uses it for ceremony. And they performed a beautiful ceremony for us. And he was so excited to share with us the water he brought back from Japan. And that's the water he used to bless all of us. It's so beautiful that no matter where you are in the world, you understand the power of water and the frequency that it carries. And one of the things that we talked about is that we don't understand that we can truly bless and change the frequency of our water to better support ourselves and heal ourselves. Everyone that spoke that weekend talked about that, the importance of taking just a simple jug of water. And if you're watching this on video, I'm holding up my regular 32-ounce ball jar of water, that we can hold water in our hands, ask it to heal us, ask it to be a frequency of love, of light, of blessings, of joy, of peace, of infinite possibilities, of abundance, whatever adjectives or whatever feeling you want to have, you can tell the water to be it and then drink it. And that if you need to find a way to transfer energy, water is the best way to transfer energy. So you can bless that water and you can share it with your friends and family, and they don't have to do anything else. You know, if you have someone in your life who's not feeling well, you can take a glass of water and bless it and give it to them. That the consistent conversation that weekend was, all the power is already within you. All the answers, all the information you need, you got it all. You don't need to buy anything else. There isn't a better tool out there for you. Like, really, everything is already within you. It's being confident in that and then using that in your life on a day-to-day basis. And that's really all you really need. So thanks for hanging with me. I think it's been 43 minutes I've been chatting. It's kind of been all over the place. But you know when you go to those events and there's so much information given to you and not all of it can be shared, because if it's not in context, it won't make sense. But what I can say is, if you have an opportunity to see Sasha Stone speak, definitely go and see him speak. If you have an opportunity to go and see the Hopi elders, see their land, go and do it. They have beautiful messages for all of us. Nothing is doom and gloom. And if someone is sharing with you a doom and gloom, low vibration message, pass them by. Because those aren't tools or solutions for the life you want to live. Anything that's fear-based, let it pass by. Anything that's light, lean towards that. That's where the love is, and that's where the answers are, and that's where we all need to be going. I will end on that. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Cheers. Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels at Whitney Aronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.